This is my 55th time of celebrating Holy Thursday. In many different places, and in many different ways, actually. And yet, each time, there's something tweaks a little differently and makes me wonder a little more. We, of course, have the Passover experience that the Jews recall of being freed from slavery and their ritual that celebrates that. And of course, we have the Corinthian reading that we have every Sunday as part of the Eucharistic prayer. And then, of course, we have John's interpretation of this wonderful meal in which there's the washing of the feet. Three distinct movements that we tie together. But I think there might be even something more. I'd like to think back to the Corinthian reading, which, of course, we have part of the Eucharistic prayers. Most of the times when I read it, I think it's a narrative. I'm just telling the story. But of late, I've been wondering, when and if Jesus, at the table, aware that he was not going to live much longer, and is having this final meal with his most intimate disciples, disciples that for 3 years he's worked with, for 3 years he has so slaved to get the message out about Abba's love, the need for us to be brothers and sisters, the need for us to learn to forgive, to heal, and to bring about peace, and realize that all are welcome. It's inclusive. God loves everybody. He's been working at it, and now he knows it's going to end. And he's at supper, and he's got the guys around him, and he stops in the middle of the meal with the bread, and he says what he says. Now, we all know what he says, but that's only half of it. He's giving them the bread, right? What is he asking of the disciples? Is he asking the disciples just to sit there? Or is he actually saying, guys, this is the body of my work. This is me. I have such a vision that I have become that vision, and that vision is vital. I offer it, but if you take it, it's a commitment to join in the way. It is a demand for you to belong to the way. And when he took the cup, saying, this is my life, the blood. The blood is the life for a Jew. This is my life. I offer it to you, but are you willing to commit to forgiving others? Are you willing to follow the way? Not only is it a memorial for me anymore, it's a challenge. Am I going to respond with a commitment? And I think that's brought out so clearly then in John, who says, it isn't just the bread and wine. It's what you do with the meal. It's the energy you use to do what? You wash one another's feet. You humble yourself and you show love in a way of dedication that will bring about greater peace, less hostility, more forgiveness, more healing, more care for each other. That is why, as we do it here, we're going to do rituals, but rituals are empty unless there's a commitment to say, what this means, I have to take on and live. I have to not only do the ritual, I have to become part of the way.